the government in talking too much about the women empowerment, program. The Women's Bank was established, but there's nothing tangible in terms of resources that are being allocated to the women's project, regardless of whichever political party that you are aligned to.
What are your views on the human rights situation in the country as the Women's Caucus?
I'm really disturbed, especially on the issue of Honorable Joanna Mamombe. She's the youngest member of parliament in Zimbabwe. She's a woman, a young woman who's intelligent. But because of the situation she is facing right now, I don't see her going to participate or to debate in parliament simply because of that harassment, even the issue of that arrest. Because as it is, it is putting it a corner, because it's like we are not even clear on the issue. And what crime exactly, we can't even understand. So we are not happy as women. It's like putting women at a corner. And the women now, we can't even contribute. It's just a big blow to the young generation, because the youth, they will now hate politics.
What issues have you discussed as the Women's Caucus?
As the Women's Caucus, we were only established after the last elections that we held on the 30th of July 2018. We are in the process of coming up with programs that will empower our women so that they are able to debate, they are able to raise issues that affect other women that we represent in Parliament. For example, there are motions that are underway, but fortunately the motion was raised by a man concerning the quota system, the 66 that were incorporated the last 5 years, and this is the second term of 5 years, and it's actually ending in 2023. So there's a lot of advocacy and lobbying